Shabbos, Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin. Hamotzi Kupas HaRoichlin. If a person carries out baskets that peddlers would carry, the Rav explains that we're dealing with people that would sell besamim. There were peddlers that would sell besamim, and in a besamim tray, they had a lot of little compartments, little baskets, little bags, whatever they would use, in one large tray. Afal Pishesh Baminin Harbi, even though there are a lot of different species, there are a lot of different baskets that would sell a lot of different types of besamim. Einu Chayv Elechatas Echos. He's only going to be chayv one chatas, like the Rav explains, because kulon chada hotzahi, it's one hotzah. Even though there's a lot of different bags or compartments that are carrying a lot of different besamim, it's still one chatas. Zeironi gina, garden seeds, that sometimes people would actually eat the seeds, yet the Mishnah tells us pachos mika gregeris. It does not have to be the shear of achila, rather, it's even less than a gregeris. And the reason is, the Rav explains that even though all foods, the shear is gregeris, since these things also have another function by just planting them, so people use seeds not just to eat, but to actually plant, obviously, so even less than a gregeris is chayiv. So what actually is the shear? So the Rambam uses a lashon of karov legregeris. It's not a gregeris itself, but it's something close to it. That's the chayiv for these seeds. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra omer chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says, only five seeds would be chayiv. That's enough of a shear on regular seeds that would be considered something choshev. The Rav says the halacha is not like a Yehuda ben Becerra. Mishnah continues, zera kishuin. Now the next vegetables are more choshev. The seeds are more choshev, so we're going to see it's a smaller shear. Zera kishuin, cucumber seeds, shnayim. Zera diluin, gourds, pumpkins, shnayim. Zera pol hamitzri, an Egyptian bean, shnayim. All you need is two. Chagav chai tahor. What about a live grasshopper that was tahor, that one was able to eat? Kolshu, any amount. Why is that? The Rav explains because they would put it aside, they would set it aside for children to play with. Now, it's dafka dealing with a chagav chai tahor. What if it's tamei? There the Tanakhama held that if it's a tamei one, that one's not allowed to eat there, you would not be able to give it to the child because we're afraid if the insect would die, that the child would eat it and it would be a problem. Mace, what if you have a kosher insect that's dead? Kagregeris. So then it's suitable not to play with anymore, but to eat. And the shear is a gregeris by all foods. Tziporis krumim. The Rav explains that this is a type of bird that would hang out around non-fully grown palm trees while they were in their early stages. And this bird would be used for a refuah for the mind. It seemed to open a person up in a certain way and made him more of a chochem and was machkim him, the Rav explains. Bein chaya bein mesa kolshu. Whether it's alive, whether it's dead, it's any amount. Shematzniya no sol refuah, because they're matzniya for refuah, like we just explained. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afa motzi chagav chai tamei kolshu. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with what we said before, and he argues with the Tanakhama and says that even a tamei insect, that one's not allowed to eat, even that, the shear of a chiv to carry is also kolshu. Shematznin oso lekot and lischek by, because even on this, you can give to a child, they would give to a child to play with. And he held, we're not afraid that if it dies, the baby's going to eat it. And the Sfar Gemara explains, is that since this child is going to be involved, and it's his toy, he's not going to eat this thing when it dies, because it's more of like his pet. He's actually going to make a funeral for it. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we weren't worried, and that would be the shear. But the Rav explains, Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda.